Wonderful. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. Good morning. It's Wednesday, September the 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. What a gift we have. It's Wednesday. It's another day in which we can walk with Him, before Him, a day that we can put our feet in His footsteps, a day that we can observe His glory and His goodness as He opens up a brand new day with experiences of love, and kindness, and mercy, and grace, all of the things that He is known for, so that He is called our Father. And what a Father we have. Good morning. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for just a little while here, and we thank you for joining us on this day. As we go forward in prayer, we're focused on the fact that we are to be watchful. We are to watch, watch, watch. Actually, in the New Testament, there are three different meanings for the word watch. The first means absence of sleep and implies a wakeful frame of mind. Well, praise the Lord. That's exactly what we're doing right now. The second meaning is to be fully awake so that one is not careless or lazy and allow something tragic or bad, if you will, to happen. So, again, that's the second meaning. The first means to be, you know, wide awake, like we are now. Now, the third meaning for us is that we're vigilant. We're cautious against pitfalls and distractions. We're calm and collected in our spirit. So today, in today's world, and it's not new, it just happens that today it's more pronounced, we're to be watchful. There are so many things that are going on above us, under us, around us, and we're to be watchful. Two of these meanings for the word watch in the New Testament are connected with prayer. Paul used them in connection with prayer. And watchfulness must cover and guard the whole spiritual being or person and prepare him or her for prayer. Unpreparedness and lack of vigilance is death and doom to prayer because there is no target. At least there's no God-given target for prayer. So today we want to engage as we have at this time, Monday through Friday, in praying, being watchful. And when we pay attention, we see much to pray for. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us enter the courts of our Father with thanksgiving, with praise for what He has already done. Yes, we're engaged in all kinds of battles, and He's given us the victory. Let's thank Him for that, and let's embrace Him as the captain of our faith, someone who's leading us from victory to victory. Doesn't matter what the circumstances look like, but our victory is assured because He is the Lord of hosts, meaning the Lord of armies. He has all power, and all the victory is his. Father, we bless your name on this Wednesday morning. We thank you that we have this privilege to be up after a long night's rest, where you watched and guarded over us. There were things that occurred and are occurring even now that we are not aware of, but you do. And you're in charge, and you're ruling and overruling. You're keeping us safe here in our household, here in our community, here in our nation, and all around the earth. You are keeping and beating back the forces of darkness that seek to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The blood of Jesus Christ has marked off and marked out the places that you've identified for your kingdom, even now. And your kingdom advances in the earth, so that ultimately the whole earth is filled with your glory. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for giving us our daily bread. We thank you for forgiving us, even as we forgive those that trespass against us, so that you have mercy and grace available for us at all times, according to your promise in your word, that you will forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for our prayer team that is on with us. We thank you for those that are unable to join us this morning for whatever reason. But strengthen them. Apply your grace and your mercy without reservations for their growth, development, and ultimate victory. We thank you today. We bless your holy name. We pray that this day would be a day of learning, a day of grace, a day of mercy for us as we watch and we see your handiwork, as we watch and we see the activity of the adversary, and we're able to pray and pray through. We thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, once again, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning for this time or season of prayer. I've made your line live so that you can verbally connect with us. You can give a praise report or a prayer request. There's something on your heart that you would like to bless us with. Feel free to do that, even as we carefully go over or go through our prayer agenda today. We want to pray today for women. The Lord has really impressed that on my heart. And as you know, there are things or topics that are in the news, in the media, concerning the treatment of women. And we know what the enemy has been doing and proposed to do against women, simply because women are who God made them to be. And all the way back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, where God said that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. The serpent has been lashing out and pushing back against women, so that in a society as modern as ours, there's still some archaic attitudes and approaches to women. We want to pray for women today. Women are special, because who would be, what would we do without women? Nothing. There's no going forth of the earth. There's no replenishing of the earth. God's plan would not go forth. So he placed and designed the female, the woman, to be the woman and play the role that she does. So the enemy is conspiring against them. So we're praying for all women, including those that are connected right now via the internet. We want to pray for you. Yeah. God loves you, so I'd like to enter into that privilege and pray for you right now. Father, we thank you for your design, your purpose. Where were we when you came up with the thought and the desire and the idea that you would have not just men, but you would have women be upon the earth? From the very beginning, and they will always be, because that's your plan. And we thank you that we are not further off track as it relates to women than we are. We pray, O God, that the ways of the earth, the ways of culture, and the ways of society would come to be in alignment with your thoughts and desires concerning women, that we would become more receptive, more sensitive, more caring and careful in all that we do, in our families, in the community, in the nation, and across the earth. We would be thankful, thankfully receptive to women. And Father, even now, as there are debates about issues of violence and all of those things, it causes us to wonder, where were we and how come we're where we are? Still, we pray today that things would change in a way that leaves women in a better place. We know the enemy's tactics. We know his strategy. We are not ignorant of his devices. Therefore, we pray today for women, that you would strengthen, touch, you would change conditions so that our society and culture is more warm, friendly, and caring towards women. We thank you right now for every woman, because you made them and you called it good. So we thank you today, without reservations, for the ladies. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless them. Strengthen them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today we're focused on making sure that we watch. And as we watch, there's much to see. Much that is happening in our communities in the earth. I'd like to share Psalm 91 with us. It's inspiring as we watch, realizing how much opposition that the enemy presents to us on the earth. But it says in Psalm 91 that there's a secret place of the Most High. Let's read it. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprises and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor the plague or calamity come near your tent. For He will give His angels charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This psalm rings with truth, with wonder and goodness, and it fits every moment of the season and time that we are in as we dwell on the earth. There's so much that's happening at our left and our right. But this promises that while those things are happening, we will be observers. But it won't touch us. We'll be able to watch. And we will see the reward of the wicked. Pardon me. And we will be held up from heaven or borne up by the hands of mercy and goodness. He has given his angels charge to accompany and defend and preserve us in all our ways, even as we obey and serve him. And we will have long life as he showed us his salvation. Hallelujah. That's reassuring. So don't be dismayed by what you see as you watch. Because you're in the secret place of the Most High, and that place is inaccessible to the evil one. He cannot go in there. So we don't have to be afraid of the terrors or the terrorists or the evil plots and slander of the wicked. This is God's word that we have just looked at, and it is good. The Lord himself signed off on what we just read. So, let us pray right now. We want to pray against every evil plot that the enemy has his hands on, is working against life wherever on earth to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the adversary and all his demons in the name of Jesus. We thank you that what you've written in your word assures us of our safety, our protection, because you're like the great eagle. You're watchful. Your sight is sharp, even from a distance. Your wingspan covers us and protects us. Your talons are sure. You have a firm grip on all situations, all circumstances, and you're watching over us even as the terror goes forth and the pestilence. We're hidden under your shadow, and you're almighty. We thank you today for this great privilege of being hidden under your wings, of being in you as a place of refuge from all manner of dangers. We pray today, Lord, that even as the enemy plots against this nation, against the well-being of people that you love and care about, that every plot would be frustrated. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We decree liberty, strength, and that every plot unravels and is revealed, even as the people that you have assigned to participate in defending the liberty that you've given to us, that you would strengthen them, enhance their sight and understanding, so that they are able to penetrate, unravel, and discover the plots of the enemy. Yes. Frustrate the enemy today, even as he seeks out whom he may devour. frustrate him today. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you, Lord. You are the captain of our faith. You are our chief commander today. So we thank you for the safety, the secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
So that we are able to be stable and fixed as we dwell under your shadow. And as you resist the enemy, every foe is not able to stand or withstand you. So you are our refuge and our fortress today. You are our God. And on you we lean and rely. And we confidently trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Thanks.
Feel and sense the protection of the Lord for you, your loved ones, for our community, for our nation. It's maddening to watch, but we watch knowing that we are in the secret place of the Most High, so that we're able to function without frustration, without fear. We were able to go about our business, whatever that is, all day today and in the days to come, knowing that his faithfulness shields us, prevents the enemy from going but so far. Can't go but so far. It's like a dog on a leash. Praise the Lord. Can you feel thankfulness rising in your heart? I know it is in mine, because it can be scary at times as you observe what happens. But that's the plan that God has put in place. We'll see these things, but we are hidden. We are observers of what is going on, and we are in an inaccessible secret place in the Most High. The enemy can't come in there. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, if you have a prayer request or a prayer, a praise report, well, you could share that. Your line is live. Let us join you in praying in the victory that already has been given. But we must speak things that be not as though they were. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today we want to do what the Lord said in Psalm 122 and verse 6. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may all who prosper, or rather, and may all prosper who loves her. Jerusalem plays a major role in this end time and throughout all eternity. That's God's plan. And Jerusalem would be the center. It's there that Jesus will take up his seat upon the throne of David and rule through all eternity. The nations will go up to Jerusalem. Yes, heaven is coming down to earth. The nations will go up to Jerusalem to worship him. This is what all the fight is about. It's not about religion. It's the enemy's opposition to what must happen. Please understand that. Hallelujah. So let's pray for Jerusalem right now. Father, we thank you for giving us the direction of what to look at, what to pray for, what to watch for. And we see in your word that Jerusalem is a special place to you. So Heavenly Father, today we pray that you will establish Jerusalem. And according to your word, make her a praise in all the earth for your glory. That is the place which you have chosen to be the center of your plan for all eternity. On this place that you've called earth, that you've made it for yourself, and that you've promised your son that if he asked, that you would give him all the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. And we thank you, Lord, that you've done just that, because he did ask by his sacrifice. He desired to follow the plan that you covenantally agreed with him about, so that we are the saved. We are the nations that you've claimed through your Son, Jesus Christ, that worships you and will continue to worship you throughout all the ages. So we know what the battle is about in the Middle East. We know it's about your plan to resist and to prevent it. But we know that you have the victory. We agree with you and claim the victory for the Most High, that Jerusalem is the place of the throne of Christ Jesus, and your vision is global. We thank you today for giving us that assurance. We thank you, Lord, that there are people around the earth right now, including ourselves, that are praying in your purposes. Yes. We thank you, Lord. If it weren't for Christ himself, where would we be? We would be about our own business. We would be scattered, every man going his own way. But you've brought us together, so many of us together, for this moment where we pray into your plan. And you have a plan for sure.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. And you said in your word, you promised that those that love Jerusalem, you will prosper them. So we pray right now, thanking you for the prosperity that you're bringing into our lives because of our love for Jerusalem and for Jerusalem's peace. So we thank you, Lord, as we look to the east, realizing that Jerusalem stands and is there. So your promises, your faithfulness, your care, and your love stands. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, Amen. We want to thank you. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning, September 17th. And I don't know if you notice how fast the weather is changing, getting real cool. And it's a wonderful time of the year when you're between seasons like we are. But it's fall, and the weather is cooled, and we thank God for that. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report? You can share that now with us. We are in the place of victory, under the shadow of the Almighty, and we are watching and praying in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the ability to watch. We can watch from a safe place under the shadow of the Almighty. So we're covered. Isn't that wonderful?
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. It sounds like Christine.
Praise the Lord.
Praise your name.
I have a prayer report. It is so funny. yesterday morning I came on the line and I was not feeling my best. I did not have a good night's sleep. And last night I slept like a baby that I missed half of the prayer line this morning.
Okay, you will be penalized for that. You deserve punishment for that.
I woke up at 5. My clock went up at 5, and I said, okay, I'll get back up at 5:30. And when I opened my eye again, it was 6:19. But I thank God for a good night rest, because the night before was not a pleasant night. I thank God for the prayers of the saints, that my body feels 100%. No pain,
praise
all my
Lord.
Joint pain and all the headache and everything is gone. I thank God for everyone who lifted me up in prayer.
Yes.
I am so blessed to have so many prayer partners that
Amen.
Not only two or three, but numerous people are there for when we need prayer. That is what this prayer line is for. I thank
yes.
God for the prayer line.
Praise God. Well, you sound very good, and we're glad that you woke up feeling much younger. You know, sleep comes from the Lord, and it's an amazing thing, and even still a mystery to some. Sleep is wonderful. And it's a time when we're recharged. Our spirit does not sleep, but our body does. And I know, because every night I dream, you know, I go on these adventures every night. You know, the Lord speaks to me in dreams and guides me in dreams. And, you know, but my body is rested, you know, and your body is rested as you sleep. So we thank God for restoring your strength, because that's what we asked about, that's what we prayed for, and we thank God for that. And I was sharing this thought that I'm going to share now with you, with all of us, actually. We need to be revitalized in our physical bodies, because our bodies are not us. We occupy our bodies. This is something that we always want to be conscious of. Our bodies and us are two different things. You know, it's like you and your house, your home where you live, are two different things. You live in the home, but the home is not you. And so that's true of our natural houses or homes, if you will. Our body is our home and also the temple of the Holy Spirit. But our bodies get worn for, you know, all kinds of reasons. Because we're using it, we're working it, so to speak, and the process of time also affects our bodies. So we sometimes we're just needing rest, where we need healing, wholeness, all of those things. So we shouldn't be afraid to ask for that as we need it, because it's in these bodies that we operate and are able to do the Lord's will in the earth, right here on planet Earth. And we can be weakened at times. Also, we want to be watchful and careful and must be on guard against the exploits of the enemy. The enemy takes advantage of weakness, and we have to be careful. And even as we mount offensive strategies against the enemy's plot and plan, he will attack an area of weakness in our bodies so as to stymie our efforts. So those are just some cautionary anecdotal observations. But thank God for healing. Thank God for that praise report. And thank God for restoring you, Christine, and strengthening you. And we know that you're heading up an exciting project, and it has to do with the prayer conference that is on, I believe, the 3rd and 4th of October.
Of October.
Yes, and it will be in Carteret.
By the end of the week, I should have all the final details.
Okay, okay. And that's a prayer conference that we've gone to. It was an extreme blessing a couple of years ago, and it was held in Brooklyn. In fact, it was scheduled to be in Jersey, and the organizers had hoped that it would be at our facility, but our facility is not ready, and we hope in the future to host that event at our facility. However, we're having a prayer breakfast on August 11th at 9 o'clock. It's a Saturday. It's free, and it's a product of the Pray for Newark Network, and we are also going to do a prayer walk throughout the community, and that's something that's really, really needed. So we invite you on August 11th at 9 o'clock at 987... I'm sorry, October 11th at 9 o'clock at 987 South Orange Avenue here in the great city of Newark. Well, praise the Lord. Our time is up, it looks like, and we want to leave out of here with a wonderful benediction, again, simply to remember God's plan, purposes, and his thoughts for us. Hebrews 13, chapter 13 of Hebrews, verse 20 and 21 says, Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Stay warm today. Jesus. A little bit on the cool side. Dress warm, stay warm, and keep your heart warm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.